2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Center for Immigration Studies recently found that the United States now has a population of 13.7 million illegal immigrants, up 37% under Joe Biden. Now, that averages about 172,000 new immigrants each month, or roughly four times the rate in the Trump years, nearly three times the rate in the Obama years. The foreign-born or immigration population, both legal and illegal in the United States, is now at a high of 51.4 million, 15.5% of the population. That surpasses all previous records. So why are we allowing this? Why is Joe Biden allowing this, allowing an open border, allowing these illegal aliens to come into the United States? And who are these people? And now because of Joe Biden, there are new threats of gangs coming into the United States, particularly one from Venezuela. It's called Tren de Aragua. We're going to have Julio Rosas come on the show to tell us about this gang, what you should know, what we already know, and what he has learned through his investigation. Julio, it's great to have you on the show. So we were talking before we came on, and you were saying you were bummed that you weren't able to make it to New York for the protests against the Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama fundraiser. And I was like, I think you're the only person who's disappointed to not be in the midst of that kind of chaos. So, but we're fortunate to have you because you're able to let us know what goes on at these things. So,
I mean, I'm not keen to... The only thing in that regard, I don't like going to New York City just in general. So definitely it takes these crazy things to kind of get me out there. So,
you know, well, but, you know, that's you're able to bring us, you know, what's happening on the ground, which is really important because there's a lot of chaos going on in the country and around the world. And, you know, that's what we're going to get into today. But before we get into some of the stuff that's happening on the southern border and the consequences of Joe Biden's open borders, you were at the Kyle Rittenhouse event. I believe it was it last night or the night before? What did you see? What was that like to cover? Kind of break that down for us a little bit.
So this recent one on Wednesday night, that was at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green. And that was the second protest I've covered in relation to Kyle Rittenhouse showing up to provide his side of the story. The first one was in Memphis at the University of Memphis. And in both of those, it's just funny because if you would have told me all the way back in 2020 after, you know, witnessing him do his self-defense that, over 4 years later, he's going to be on tour and people – a large number of people are still going to believe and you know, make these claims saying that he's a white supremacist, he's a terrorist, he's a murderer, he's all these things, and that's why he shouldn't be allowed to speak on campus. I would have said that actually makes sense. That actually tracks, given what we saw that year, because it's just crazy. It's really crazy that the Rittenhouse case is really, I mean, it's a litmus test almost. It's an IQ test, actually, because the trial shouldn't have happened, but the only good thing about it is that it laid everything out in plain detail from start to finish. And you cannot go, you can't look at that whole trial with an open mind and not come away with the fact that, okay, he shot in self-defense. You know, whether or not he shouldn't have been there, whether or not you thought he was stupid or dumb, okay, fine, whatever. You can think about that in whatever way you want to, but that doesn't take away his right to self-defense, and that's what happened that night. And so going into now the college scene, which is the incubators for the far left, it's crazy. It's crazy seeing all these people just twist themselves into these mental gymnastic games that allows them to say, yes, he shot three white people, but he's still a danger to black people. I mean, that's what people were saying at University of Western Kentucky. They're saying that he represents – not just a danger to black people, but the Latinos and Asians and everything, even though, again, he's shown that that's not what he subscribes to at all. And so I think it's important for him to start these dialogues. I would say to the WKU protesters, like, to their credit, they actually did allow him to speak at the inside the venue. I mean, sure, it kind of got a little rowdy, but I mean, the University of Memphis crowd, they just shouted him down. They just trying to disrupt it as much as they can. So we'll see what happens at Kent State University next month. I'll be there to cover that. And I obviously, with the history of Kent State, with the Vietnam War and the protests and the National Guard killings, people are getting fired up again about that, even though those are two completely different things, in my opinion. But it just shows that this case, it didn't have to get as controversial as it did, but it was because of how crazy 2020 was, but also just because the mainstream media really did a disservice in reporting the truth on what happened, and it also extended into the trial as well.
Well, and it's also kind of interesting for you to be covering his sort of speaking tour and going around, because that's really kind of how you made a name for yourself before, but you wrote the book Fiery But Mostly Peaceful. You were on the ground in Kenosha when all the chaos, so you've really kind of been following the story from the beginning. So I'm sure that's interesting to kind of sort of like coming full circle to in some way,
Yeah.
But so I want to shift to the southern border, because I know you've been following some gang activity that we're seeing as a result of the southern border. I know that the U.S. border chief Jason Owens recently said that the U.S. has encountered migrants from 160 countries or more, which is outrageous. And we're seeing a lot of gang activity as a result of that. Break that down for us. What are you seeing? What kind of gangs is Joe Biden allowing into the country? And what sort of threat does that pose to all of us?
So historically, the main Latin American gangs that we've encountered prior to the Biden administration has been the Mexican cartels, MS-13, more Central American, because obviously Central American is right next door to us compared to the rest of the world. But because of a lot of Venezuelans have started to come in around 2022, as a result of that, there's a gang called Tren de Aragua. And Aragua is a state within the country of Venezuela where the gang comes from. But it is nationwide over there. And it's in one of the reasons why it's so powerful is because it works hand in hand with the Maduro regime. They kind of act like they're street enforcers if the regime doesn't want whatever actions that they want them to do come back to them directly. And so any criminal activity, you name it, extortion, kidnappings, killings, human trafficking, human smuggling, drug smuggling, arms trafficking, all of that, they've controlled the market there. And so because Venezuelans have been leaving the country for over a decade because of, the failed state that it is, the gang members have followed them to other countries in Latin America, Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil. There was a killing in Chile recently. And so, of course, when all the Venezuelans started leaving South America and coming to our border because it's open and because the Biden administration is allowing them into the country the way that they are, Tren de Aragua members have also come in fairly large numbers. And so I was hearing about this back in October, November, and no one was talking about it nationwide. No one was talking about it. And the good and bad of them getting national attention is because it had to take those two NYPD officers in Times Square getting beat up by that mob, and two of those that were involved, two of them were Tren de Aragua members, and that's when people started to realize, like, oh, this is real. This isn't just kind of rumors within the migrant community. And don't get me wrong, TDA members have been in the country for a little bit now, but they're solidifying their gains. They have now kind of adapted to the new environment, and they're kind of seeing what they can get away with. And that's why it's very disturbing when then you combine that with the relaxed criminal justice law and order policies and laws that New York City has and other sanctuary cities have. They're seeing how much that they can really kind of get away with. And Chicago is dealing with the same thing too, with the theft rings. TDA members have been linked to that. And then, of course, tragically, the Lincoln Riley case at UGA is also kind of connected to that, because the guy's brother, the guy who is accused of murdering her, his brother is a TDA member. And so this is a direct result of the policies that the Biden administration has pursued since day one. And people have been warning about it for a while. And of course, people were saying, oh, well, you're just fear-mongering, you're just being racist, you're just scared of brown people, which is no, there are some very dangerous people within Latin America. And unlike MS-13, the thing that makes TDA a little bit different is that unlike MS-13, they don't tattoo their faces, they don't cover themselves in tattoos. So it's much harder for them to be recognized when they turn themselves in to Border Patrol to be processed, because some of them have tattoos, a lot of them don't. And the ones that do have tattoos, it doesn't scream gang affiliation. And then of course, we don't have good relationships with Venezuela, so we can't, it's not like we can run a background check on them with shared law enforcement intelligence. And then on top of that, recently Venezuela is flexing their muscle and saying that telling the American government, you cannot deport Venezuelans back to their country. You can't deport them back here, because of course they don't want TDA members back, and they want it to be America's problem. So, I mean, this is just a direct line from where this wasn't an issue before 2021, and now it's becoming a very big issue. And my warning is, from what I've learned through my reporting, is that TDA is just getting started.
We'll take a quick commercial break. More with Julio on the other side. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
They come here, and as you pointed out, you know, we don't talk to Venezuela, so we don't know. And as you pointed out, they don't want them coming back. And then the only way to know is if they're on Interpol or with other countries prior to coming to the U.S., or they have some sort of criminal record here. But then we can't deport them. So we're stuck with these dangerous gang members. Are they more dangerous than MS-13, would you say? Or, you know, kind of what... You know, sort of, what do we know about, like, sort of the pattern of violence?
I would say they're on par. I mean, it is kind of hard to be more dangerous than the Mr. Thing. I'd say that they're at the same. I'd say they're at the same level, which is not great, right? For us, I talked to a former Venezuelan police officer who actually worked in Aragua and kind of saw their rise back in the 90s, and he said that their initiation ritual was to have their new members steal a gun from a police officer and shoot him with it. And they do all sorts of kind of intimidation tactics. They do kind of the same dismemberments, the same beheadings that MS-13 kind of does. So the good thing with what Bukele has done in El Salvador is that he's greatly greatly diminished MS-13's capability to carry out their empire, both in El Salvador and here in the United States. But then the problem is that TDA is now filling those roles here in the country. So MS-13, yes, is obviously can still be a problem in certain areas within the United States, but because their power has been so really diminished, TDA is kind of filling in that vacuum.
Well, and one thing, you know, we have something like Border Patrol has reported, you know, over 1.5 million encounters at the southern border, according to the most recent tally of numbers, just through fiscal year 2024. So, you know, how many of these people are getting in amidst that kind of chaos?
It's a lot. I mean, so Venezuela, that country has represented hundreds of thousands of people over the course of these past few years. And so... obviously, not every single Venezuelan who's coming illegally is a TDA member, but like I said, this was the main gang in Venezuela. It was a big gang in other countries in Latin America, and so you know you don't need hundreds of thousands of gang members to cause havoc, right? I mean, you only need you know a couple hundred in these different cities to start wreaking havoc, and so. Now, unfortunately, from what my understanding, it's a little bit more than a couple hundred, and that is partly because the gang controlled a prison in Aragua, and it wasn't even like a prison. It was kind of, you know, remember how Pablo Escobar had his quote unquote prison, but it was really just like a resort that he couldn't leave.
Yeah,
that was basically the prison in Aragua, and so the Venezuelan government did. Late last year did this raid on the prison. No one died. There was no firefight. And it's believed that the TDA leaders negotiated that, okay, well, we can leave, we can escape, and we'll give you control of the prison without any bloodshed. I mean, there was a pool, there was a zoo, their girlfriends and wives were basically living there. There was even a recording studio for like to make their songs. I mean, so... that's how much power that they had.
Yeah, that says something about the gang that, you know, the government's like, we don't really want, you know, to mix it up with you guys.
Right. And so then the question is, well, where are their leaders? And it's suspected that some of them have made their way into the U.S. And so this is very, very concerning. And of course, this is just one gang, one major gang. There was another report recently that a Colombian cartel member recently was apprehended within the United States, and he, you know, came in through the open border and all that. So, yes, I would say TDA presents the most current threat in regards to the border crisis and the gang that come. But like you said, over 160 countries have been represented at our southern border and even our northern border. And, you know, we don't know we don't have great relations with all 160 countries that we can perform background checks and like actually vet these people that are coming through. So that's just a consequence of when you have people being able to just waltz right in and then get released and then kind of disappear into the bureaucracy of the immigration system.
Well, and then there's the element of, you know, FBI Director Christopher Wray recently warned that, you know, known and suspected terrorists are using fake identification to cross the southern border. So I would assume that's the same for a lot of these gangs and cartel members as well.
Absolutely. And the really disturbing part is that some of these people are known because, oh, well, we actually processed them back in 2022 or 2023, and then they go out and commit crimes because they're a gang member. That doesn't even begin to touch on the gotaways, which are at their highest levels ever, in recent history, at least. So even though we're having these quote-unquote encounters and everything, we're having so many more people who are slipping through the cracks. And that's why it's no coincidence that we're seeing this explosion in illegal immigrant crime, because when you have, again, we have millions of people coming through our country through this way, there's going to be a lot of bad apples that are able to take advantage of that and kind of live it up. I mean, there's that migrant influencer on TikTok that's made headlines recently. And he's giving them advice on how to take advantage of our country. And he's like the only kind of public one, but I can assure you there's a lot of people who are kind of listening to him and following his advice. So, I mean, everything is just so topsy-turvy. It's just like, is this really what our country's going to become? Is just people, foreigners, are going to take advantage of our way of life? And it seems that it's been that way for a while. And you know, we'll see what happens with this election this year, but we're very much, even just on just this issue, we're on a very bad track long term.
Well, you know, why wouldn't they, right? When we've allowed them, when it's been so easy for them to already manipulate the system, to take advantage of the United States, why wouldn't they continue doing so?
Right. And that's why that is a huge pull factor, because people have said, well, these people are fleeing a lot of bad places. And yes, those are what we call the push factors. That is what's going to push people out. But when you have the American government, the federal government, signal for years that you can come illegally and you can get released and you probably won't get deported. And if you do, it will be 5-10 years. I mean, that is going to be a huge incentive for people that are already kind of being pushed out internally within their country of origin. So yes, obviously the border hasn't been perfect. It never will be. But the United States government is making it 10 times worse under the current leadership.
Quick break, more on this Venezuelan gang. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You've spent a lot of time at the southern border, you know, on the ground. Does the coverage that you see, you know, I mean, obviously there's people like Bill Malusian who's done a fantastic job covering the southern border. Do you think people truly understand just from, you know, watching the news, reading the news, what's really happening at the southern border?
2 years ago, I would say no. But now I would say yes, because it is just so in their face. I mean, again, when you look at all the sanctuary cities and what they've had to do to try to accommodate all these people because they're so beholden to their progressive policies, people are really seeing, oh, wow, there's a lot of new people here and we're spending all this money on them and they're decreasing the quality of life, yeah, overall. And so I really think... I thought that in the 2022 midterms, I thought the border crisis immigration issue was going to have a larger impact on the outcome, but that didn't really happen, and that's because we didn't really reach the crescendo or the tipping point until the summer of last year, right? I mean, that's when New York City, Chicago, Denver were really saying, "Hey, too many people are coming. We're spending too much money, so therefore we got to divert funds. We got to do all this." And people were really waking up to, oh, wow, this is starting to impact me now. So, and it took a while. Like I said, this started in 2021, but we didn't have those millions of people in the country yet. So it had to take time to build up. And then with Fem de Aragua, it took them a while to get into the country, to get a lay of the land, to figure out, okay, how can we set up our operations here? And now they're in their execution phase.
Well, and Julio, you're always doing really great work. Where can people continue to follow what you're doing and to get these kinds of updates?
So they can subscribe to my Substack, mostlypeaceful.live. They can also find me on X at Julio_Rosas11. We'll see what happens this year. I think everyone's kind of expecting maybe not an exact repeat of 2020, but I mean, we're definitely trending in that direction as well. So, I mean, I hate to kind of, you know, verbalize what we're kind of all thinking, but the country's turning into a powder keg again, and so I suspect that I will continue to be very busy over the next couple of years.
Well, we'll continue to have you on. You do great work, and we appreciate you making time for us.
Yes, thank you.
That was Julio Rosas. He's always putting himself in harm's way to bring us the news. He's also a friend, so appreciate him making the time every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. And we also want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.